Unchain the Earth. In one of the forests on a plateau, there was a clearing that might once have been some sort of garden. Only at a second glance one can see a man sitting in front of a flower on some sort of a chair. It strikes us right away that it's the only flower in the clearing, and the man takes great care of the flower like a keeper. Look, all my life I have been doing research, gathering knowledge, splitting up reality into tiny bits and pieces, until splitting was no longer an option. But the true spirit of being, the becoming in being, I haven't found. I've not managed to create something that pure, something as beautiful and something as true as this flower. The spirit that this flower carries inside is a true and natural spirit. Their looks meet in the same questions. What is existence? And what is the spirit in the state of existence? Are we able to explain the spirit of existence, just like we are able to explain the process of existence? Then suddenly, the sitting man rises, just like he's come to life. Like a storm, I used to move in modernity and spread knowledge in the world. But look, it was only knowledge. Quick and fleeting nutrition of our desire that makes us hungry but can still never be satisfied. So fast it carries us. But where to when wisdom is not the helmsman? Where is the creature behind all our knowledge? I was looking for the creature, but I didn't find it. The world is revolving around the sun, not around us. What were we doing when we unchained the earth from the sun, the mad scientist once said. And only now do I understand. Then he turns back towards the flower, and the journeyman follows his path. Might it be that the creature is nothing but the linking spirit of evolution? He was thinking quietly and for a long while. This spirit, is it also the creation?